Here's the translation of the text to English. Note, the original text is already in English, so no translation is necessary. Gold prices dip as markets digest Fed outlook. Silver falls from record high. Over 30 sanctioned ships in Venezuela at risk after U.S. tanker seizure. Oil prices rise on U.S. seizure of Venezuelan tanker, falling crude stocks. Oil tanker seized by U.S. near Venezuela was falsely flying. Guyana flag, government says Mexico's Senate approves tariff hikes on Chinese, other Asian imports. Oil extends gains after U.S. seizure of tanker off Venezuela. Petrobras workers announce strikes starting Monday. Analysis, U.S. farmers say Trump's $12 billion aid package won't cover losses. Trump administration allows 6 more states to restrict food stamp purchases. Australian content creators feel sting of losing young fans to social media ban. Jefferies downgrades Iberdrola, picks SSE and Engie as top utility bets. Taiwan stocks lower at close of trade. Taiwan weighted down 0.43%. SK Hynix considers U.S. listing amid AI demand surge. Trump plans envision major U.S. investment in Russia, restoring oil flows to Europe, WSJ says. Australia stocks higher at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 up 0.15%. CK Hutchison port deal slows amid disputes over buyer structure, Bloomberg. ZTE Corp. shares slide on report of over $1 billion fine to U.S. Gov't. SoftBank shares slide as AI doubts swirl after Oracle earnings. Australia November jobs fall most in 9 months, unemployment rate steady. Australia jobs unexpectedly fall in NOV, unemployment rate steady at 4.3%. U.S. can replicate revenues if Supreme Court rules against IEPA tariffs. Trade chief says federal budget deficit narrows, beats market forecast. Switzerland says lower U.S. tariffs to be applied retroactively from November 14th. EIA crude oil inventories drop more than expected, bullish signs for crude prices. Italy industry output falls more than expected as economy struggles. Ghana's economy grows 5.5% in third quarter. Bullish views rise on most Asia currencies. Indian rupee short spike analysis, Fed signals pause on rate cuts as investors navigate data darkness and leadership change. Bank of Japan reluctant to intervene on rising yields, sources say. Morning bid, Oracle brings reality check after Fed-inspired rally. Bitcoin dips below $90,000 as AI worries dent risk appetite. Oracle knocks stocks as Fed's message drags on dollar. BOJ to hike rates to 7.5% in DEC, 1.4% by next SEPT. Majority of economists say, Reuters poll, Hong Kong central bank cuts interest rate, tracking Fed move. Japan plans tax breaks to spur capital spending. Nikkei reports, Fed may not give Trump his rate cuts, but has set out a positive view of the 2026 economy. BTSE unveils stable staking, a major initiative, offering up to 500% APR. Bolts launches quantum resilience pilot on Canton Network to future-proof $6 real-world assets. Bitcoin price today gains to $92 ahead of expected Fed rate cut. Bybit releases World Crypto Rankings, 2025, Global Leaders and Institutional Hubs Redefine Crypto Adoption. BitMarket Survey finds majority of crypto holders view digital assets as store of value. Capital.com and APCO report reveals MENA as major retail trading hub. Carve Deep Dive, Cashy 2.0 integrated X402, turning social capital into on-chain value. Exclusive, GSX, Ubuntu Tribe launch 5-bug gold route to cut Africa U transfer fees, US. Banks allowed to act as intermediaries on crypto transactions. Sampor purchases over 260,000 shares in ongoing buyback program. Zealand Pharma partners with OTRT Therapeutics on metabolic disease drugs. BioVersys initiates phase 3 trial for BV100 antibiotic candidate. Zealand Pharma and OTR Therapeutics for metabolic disease partnership. Antin to acquire data center operator North Sea from DWS Perseus Mining terminates bid for Predictive after Robex matched Stuart Price's public offering of common stock at 68 per share by Mergent Energy to list in NYS American under ticker BESS.